That is an artist called Lilia, a West Australian artist, and it's on the playlist of our next guest, Australian cricket coach in Justin Langer. I took your lead, and I think I might be purchasing that for Christmas. Appreciate your time.
Oh, you just put a big smile on my face. He's a brilliant artist, and I've been listening to a lot. I've been away for a long time from Perth now, Goss, so I love my music, and Lilia certainly is getting me through this long period away.
Very much so. Well, belated congratulations on what everything was achieved over for the World T20. I passed on, and hope you don't mind me breaking our confidence, that when we were sitting at Optus Stadium and you turned to me and you said, I've never been better prepared for a tour, and that was ahead of the World T20, and you came back with the chocolate, so everything must have gone according to plan.
Yeah, I was, Goss. Obviously, over the winter, really focused on two missions. One was the World Cup and the second one's the Ashes. And as I did say to you at that grand final, I'd never, ever remember us being more well prepared. And it was just amazing. When you put that effort in collectively and then to get the result, it's a really satisfying feeling. It's the same with this Ashes. We're so well prepared. We've got great people involved. And to be 2-0 up at this stage going on a Boxing Day test is a nice feeling.
Yeah, 100%. I heard Kane Richardson on an earlier interview on SEN, and he was asked about the T20. He said, look, I sat on the bench for the best part of it, but I still felt a part of it. He said it was just blokes and people, not just blokes. It was a party, a group together, having a good time in each other's company. It seems as though that is the new lease on life for the Australian team. Do you think that's right? And do you think that's where the benefits are, where you're winning, and that because you're all as a happy group?
Yeah, I'm not sure which comes first, actually. You pick the right people who get on. I've always said, Goss, that the camaraderie within a group is like the glue that keeps everything together, particularly when you're under pressure. And in Australian cricket, or in international cricket, there's always pressure. And there's no doubt that it was a very... I made a point after the World Cup and after this second Test match. My favourite photograph of the whole World Cup was at the end of it when Mitch Marsh had hit the winning runs and there was five guys jumping all over him. One was Kane Richardson, one was Josh Inglis, one was Ashton Agar, one was Daniel Sams, and one was Nathan Ellis. They were the five guys on the bench, and that says a lot about the team we've got. And then when you saw Michael Nisa, who's been waiting a long time to play Test cricket, take a wicket on his second ball the other day, you saw the reaction of his mates. I still get goosebumps thinking about it, and that's what great teams are about. And thankfully, we've got that environment in here at the moment.
On that subject, and we're going to get to the Ashes ahead of the Boxing Day Test, Justin Langer is our guest on SEN. The fact is that Mitch Marsh has continued that form. Glenn Maxwell's continuing form. Again, Aaron Finch, which is fantastic. His first game last night for the Gades, albeit they lost, but he's found form. You've got your Nick Maddison, who's come down from Australia A, and he found some form last night in leading the Gades. It's amazing. So the overflow from the World T20, you must be absolutely thrilled that those blokes have continued the form.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone seems to be riding a bit of a wave at the moment, which is really positive. And the other thing, Goss, which I love, and I've said this for not just since I've been coach, but for a long time being a part of Australian cricket, is that there's competition. There's really strong competition, which means there's really strong depth in Australian cricket. We saw that this week with Michael Nisa stepping up, Jai Richardson stepping up. We've got Scotty Boland's coming to the squad for this Test match just in case. Just really good depth. Everyone's playing good cricket. Mitch Marsh is in the form of his life. It's really positive, and it's nice for cricket and Australian cricket to be seeing that.
Do we shelve the conversation about Mitch Marsh maybe coming into the Ashes team at some stage? I mean, Cam Green, of course, could be very hard, and that's sort of the obvious spot. We know Travis Head made a wonderful century up there, of course, and we know all about the blokes who are in the team, so it's hard to displace anybody. But is the conversation still open with regards to Mitch Marsh? Because George Bailey did say, well, you can't equate the form from the World T20 to Test match cricket, but he has continued on. He's hitting it beautifully, and gee, I tell you what, he wouldn't be out of place. But are you shelving that conversation right now?
Oh no, not at all. I mean, we know, as we talk about that depth, I mean, he's the thing I know about Mitch Marsh, and I think people saw it a bit in that Amazon documentary, The Test. He's been much maligned over his career, but he is so loved. I mean, We saw the reaction to Michael Nisa, but he's such a popular member of the team. There wouldn't be anyone who wouldn't love to have him part of the test team as well. He's playing really well. But again, all he can keep doing is knocking on the door, and he's doing that in white ball cricket at the moment because he hasn't had an opportunity to play any red ball cricket. But he's always in our thoughts for test cricket, no doubt about that.
The selectors, you must take huge confidence out of every... Oh, and I hate to put your jinx on you, JL, but everything you've touched has sort of turned to gold. The way that you backed in Warner, you know, in the World T20, you're back in Steve Smith to take the captain, regain the captaincy again. He does a great job. Cummins comes in with his first test match. You play Head. You get Alex Carey in, and on a toss of the coin with him and Josh Inglis. I dare say it, most decisions made by yourself, George and Tony Dodder made from now seems to be working. You must be absolutely thrilled with some of the decisions you as a collective have made.
Yeah, I'm really most thrilled about how calm everyone's staying. And there's been a lot going on with through the World Cup. Then we came back through quarantine and we weren't sure about our preparations. Then obviously what happened in the sad case with Tim Payne. Then obviously what happened with Paddy Cummins the other night, I mean, you couldn't write that. So I just really enjoy how calm everyone's staying and the systems and processes we've got in place to make sure everyone knows their roles really clearly, and it seems to be having a positive effect at the moment.
It does. Okay, so 2-0 up after Adelaide. You get across there to Melbourne. Is it foot-on-throat stuff right now? I mean, you don't want to make too many bold statements, and we know that somewhere, sometime, England is going to find a bit of form. They haven't been great in the opening two tests, but is it still foot-on-throat stuff for Australia?
Guys, I've been around long enough to know how quickly this game can change. And you know, you've only got to look back last summer. We bowled India out for 36, I think, and then it all changed quickly. And they're little scars that make you better, I reckon, for the whole team. We're all really clear of that. We know England have got a very good team. We know they're getting a fair bit of flack at the moment, which will make them more determined. They've had a few of their staff renewed and flowing in. We saw the energy that brought in the foyer the other day. So, yeah, we're going to concentrate on this test match. Our second mission was winning the Ashes, and we're going to keep focusing on that until it's achieved.
How are you feeling? I dare say it, you know, in the bunker for some time. I haven't heard from you or haven't seen much of you. You've been very much under the radar, and I'm absolutely thrilled that we're talking now. How have you gone with what you've been under, the pressure you were under prior to the World T20 and the Ashes series? I'd love to get an insight into Justin Langer.
Yeah, I'm going well, Goss. I think, you know, that was a tough period, no question about that, personally and for my family. But, you know, all I'll say is I've been involved with Australian cricket for 30 years and I haven't let too many people down in that time. So, and I've always tried to let my actions do the talking, whether it was as a batsman or as a coach. Same with when I was with West Australia. So I was keeping my head down, mate. I love my job. I love the players I'm involved with and the coaches I'm involved with. I was keeping my head down and keep doing my job like hopefully I've done for the last 30 years, mate.
Steve Smith taking the captaincy for that second test. It was all a bit bizarre, wasn't it? Tell you what, it was hand-in-glove stuff. He looked very comfortable and, geez, form in the slips was second to none.
Yeah, he loved it too. I think it was almost part of redemption for him, you know, after what happened to him 4 years ago. He's been absolutely immaculate in his comeback, everything he's done. And I thought the way he captained on and off the field showed, you know, incredible development in him, great maturity. He spoke really well to the players in the change room throughout the test match. He was, we all know, he's very astute on the field. He batted well, he scored 90-odd. And he caught well. So it's an excellent game for him. And it was just so nice. We talk about calmness. With Paddy Cummins going out unexpectedly and then to have someone like Steve Smith, a senior pro who's captained a lot before, to be able to step up in an Ashes test match, certainly helped that environment of calmness we've got.
Can I get some check-ins then? Cummins, what's the latest with him? Reconnecting with the group, and how did he go in time away from the group? It must have been incredibly frustrating for him, and especially after what he achieved up there in Brizzy.
That was so funny because after that first morning, when he said, "Oh, I'm so angry, but I'm just not sure who to be angry with." So he's a ripper. He was frustrated, of course. You know, he had that amazing first test as captain. He arrives today with the other guys from Sydney who went home for a few days. So he arrives with Josh Hazlewood today, who will He'll have a fitness test in the next few days to see if he's right. If not for this test, certainly for the Sydney test match. And we'll keep an eye on Jai Richardson and Michael Nisa for this test as well, and Mitchell Starc. They had a pretty big workload on that last day in Adelaide. So we'll check them all out. We've got good depth here, and make sure we come up with the best team for that third test match.
We saw that Richardson came in, has been fantastic, of course, in particular in the second innings in Adelaide. As you mentioned, Michael Nisa getting that test wicket and also clubbing a few runs. If Scott Boland's given the opportunity, if he does come in, if Starc and Hazelwood don't get up and there is an opportunity and the door opens, what do you like about Scott Boland?
Well, Chris Rogers and has been telling me for the last few years he thinks he's the best bowler going around in Australian cricket outside of the Test team. So, you know, that's huge praise. And, you know, to be fair, a lot of the coaches tell me the same thing about their boys. But Scotty Boland, he's a super fit. He does a great job at the MCG. Just on flatter wickets, he's got a very impressive record. So another terrific bloke, seasoned campaigner to be around the squad. You can feel his energy when he's here. He likes, being back around it. So, yeah, if he gets the opportunity, he'll certainly be very much ready to go.
Last one for you, mate. I know you're very busy and appreciate your time. How does Christmas Day look for you and the family?
Yeah, second year Goss without my family in Melbourne, unfortunately. It's too hard to get back to Perth. So lonely at the top sometimes, Goss, but I know all the girls are settled and happy at home. So I'll just keep going about the business. I've got my second family here with the Australian cricket team. We've got business to do the next day. So, yeah, we'll have a nice day together like I've done probably 20 times in Melbourne. It's always a nice day with the Australian cricket. And being able to walk on the MCG with your shoes off on Christmas Day is a pretty special occasion, so I'm looking forward to that.
I appreciate your time. Much love to you, mate. Fantastic. So proud of everything you've achieved, and I think Australian cricket is in a really good space. Thanks for joining us today. And here's a bit more of Lilia, mate.
Thanks, Goss.
Justin Langer, the Australian coach. Great to hear him. And if you've got any thoughts on that, let us know. 1300 736 736. He sounds very upbeat and positive. Give us a text, 0433 98 11 16. This is Dwayne's World. Justin Langer, the coach of Australian cricket, ahead of the Boxing Day test. You on the phone and now I can't choose. Now I'm holding on to the love you left, and I will be strong, just like you.